Okay, who wants Dave Chappelle tickets?
I do! Me!
Pick me.
Can I have some?
It's a big deal. Dave Chappelle coming to Mohegan Sun Arena Saturday, May 9th for two shows. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. You can win a pair right now. Call in your badass moment, and we'll give you an example. Everybody on gets in the running for these tickets.
Okay.
Right? So even if your story isn't that great.
Right.
But this mom delivered a baby and then pulls a driver from a fiery wreck.
There you go.
This is a badass.
That's a badass.
It was in Indianapolis. She had to deliver her own baby last week.
Ooh. Her baby.
After her doctor couldn't get to her on time.
Like Grubhub.
Then 3 days later, she's on her way home from the hospital when a tanker truck hauling jet fuel tipped over.
It's going really fast.
She helped pull the driver from the fiery wreck moments before the truck exploded. This sounds like a movie scene that you would watch and say, that's how, please stop.
Mm-hmm.
Right. With The Rock playing the mom.
Right. And what's this clip? Is it the mom talking?
It's her talking, yes.
All right.
We got him out and we start to walk away and I see this huge like stream of liquid and I could smell it. I said, Jeff, honey, what were you hauling? And he said, jet fuel. And I was like, oh my gosh. And we're trying to carry him down and it's like getting closer and closer. And the second explosion went off. Smoke was hitting us. And I was like praying, like, God, please let me get out of here so I can go see my baby. So I thought, what if that's my son? What if that were Connor? You know, when he's 30, would you want somebody to just leave him there?
There you go.
Wow.
What a nice lady.
Yeah, go save my bike.
Delivered her own baby. Then 3 days later, pulls a guy and carries him out of a truck that explodes.
Right.
Epic.
Yep.
Badass.
Very badass.
All right, so we're not expecting stories to that level.
Unless you have one.
Mary Nugget-Duck.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
One time I was doing demo work up in Naugatuck, and I went to go throw away a mirror in a dumpster, and the mirror cracked on me and slashed me in the neck, and I drove from Naugatuck all the way to Bridgeport with a paper towel on the neck.
Wow.
And then I ended up going to the hospital, and they gave me 13 stitches on the inside of my neck and 17 on the outside.
Yeah. All right, couple things here. One, does that say something about Waterbury Hospital?
Right.
You're in Naugatuck,
right,
and you drive to Bridgeport.
Exactly.
Like,
right.
My neck is bleeding. Right. It's pouring out, but I think I'll take the ride to Bridgeport.
Exactly, yeah. I'm head that way.
I actually went to the walk-in first, and they denied me. They said it was too close to the jugular, and I had to go to the hospital.
Oh.
Are you kidding? Did they get you an ambulance?
I didn't want one. I just drove.
Wow. They should get one anyway.
You know, that's too serious. You got to go somewhere else.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a big scar on the side
myself.
Of my neck.
Exactly, right. Thank God my car's already warmed up. We're good.
Could you hold my throat as I drive, please?
Can I have a new towel?
You would think that someone would say, hold on, we're going to apply pressure, and we're going to get an ambulance here.
Right. Plus, not to mention, he broke a mirror. 7 years bad luck.
Right.
Right. There's all of that.
All of that, man. There's superstition.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, yes. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Damn.
All right. That's
badass.
That is badass. So now when you drink water, does it pour out the side of your neck?
I guess not.
No.
All right. Good. All right. So they did it. So Bridgeport did a good job.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, they did all right.
All right. Thank you. You are in the running.
That would be funny, though. You should have asked for that.
Right. Man, I want a little side pipe.
Exactly, right. Yeah, he talks outside his mouth.
Jeez.
Look at that.
I don't know. I think...
Every time he burps, he has hair moves.
I think I'd want an ambulance. I'd want somebody...
With a siren that gets through traffic quickly.
Yes, and someone who knows what they're doing in case I pass out.
Yeah, right. What if you hit traffic on Route 8?
Right.
You're screwed.
I feel like it's a deterrent because ambulances are so expensive, but sometimes you just need it.
In a case like this, spare no expense.
If your neck is cut
and
it's bleeding out.
Yeah.
That's the time to pay the money.
If you're going
to
spend money, this is the time to do it.
Sometimes it's okay to spend the money.
It's okay.
That would be the time it's okay to spend the money.
It's okay. Don't be frugal this time.
Wow.
Damn.
I wonder how many stories like that that occurred and...
did not end so successfully?
The people are unable to call now because they're dead.
Right.
Well, people are getting Ubers to the hospital.
That's oh, really?
Not what you... Yeah, we covered a story, I think.
They need drones for people now. Just kind of pick them up and...
Uber.
You don't want an Uber.
Hi,
you don't know who you're going to get.
Hi, right. Are you Ted? No? Are you Ted? Which one's Ted? Ted!
All right, call in your badass moment. 1-877-764-2535. Everybody on gets in the running for Dave Chappelle tickets. Matt on the road. Matt on the Rood.
Oop. Was that that moment?
Matt on... Oh, there you
it
are.
Was the road.
Matt on the Rood.
Rood.
How's it going, guys?
Good, what's up, Matt on the Rood?
All right, so this is a couple years ago. I worked in Berlin, and I live in West Haven, so I was coming south on the turnpike. I look ahead of myself, and there's a car. The bomb of the car is lit up on fire. So I head up ahead of him, pull over, and he's like in the breakdown line. He knows he's got an issue, but he doesn't know he's on fire. So I'm waving my arms for him to stop. He stops. I open the door. It's an older gentleman, probably in his 70s.
Okay,
I'm
Bernie
like,
Sanders.
Sir, you,
what do you mean?
You got to get out of your car.
I'm not old.
I smell something burning. What happened? I'm burning to you.
Wait, what's wrong with my socks?
What the hell happened over here? You have a cigarette on? What is that?
So I stand him up, and he says, I can't walk without my cane. I says, well, where's your cane? He goes, it's on the passenger seat.
It's under the car.
What do? I climb in the car.
You're kidding me.
Cane.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You just drag his ass out, leave him laying on the ground, and then get the cane.
No. So I get him about 25 feet away from the car. In the rear end of it, it didn't blow up, but it
did that. It did that.
Good.
Woof.
Yeah.
When so it catches.
They said, I mean, the car was old. It was rusted good.
So was he.
The fire department feels like he had a hole in his tank, and that's why it didn't explode. It just made the whooshing sound, and then.
All right.
But
right.
The grass next to it was all lit up and everything. It was pretty interesting.
That's a badass moment. Very good for you. Thank you, Matt.
No problem. Have a good day.
He yelled to me, you're on fire. Yeah, I think you're attractive also.
Nick on the Rood. I'm sorry. Nick in Brantford.
Hey, guys.
Hello,
hey.
Nick.
Hey, so my badass story is from when I was in the military.
Thank you for
I
your
was
service.
Out
thank you for
in,
service.
Thank you very much, guys. So I was sitting out in a ghillie hide. During a training mission.
What's a ghillie hide?
So a ghillie hide is basically like a big hide. It's got all this fake vegetation around us.
Okay.
Oh, so okay.
So right. We were sitting out there, and we had a JTAC with us, and
what's a JTAC?
It's a joint tactical air controller.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So we had him call. He ended up calling in a 500-pound bomb.
Ooh.
500 pounds.
Oh, my God.
There's your Uber Eats right there.
I will drop 500 pounds
and I will drop 500 more. You can see it falling from the sky and it landed right here on some guy. Blah, 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 boom, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, a big hole left. Pretty much was about it.
With two smoking shoes.
Yeah.
Yep. That'll do it.
Yep.
Saves a lot of time, really, when you think about it. It's like, well, we could have been there fighting all day.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
Before lunch, too. Cool.
All right, very good. You are in the running, and thank you again for your service.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you very, very much, guys. I am a huge fan.
Oh.
Right back at you.
Huge fan of yours.
It's got to be some feeling when that bomb goes off.
Yeah, you feel it.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Right?
Wowie.
Exactly.
Well, we're definitely on the right side of this.
You don't want to have your coffee right to the edge, right to the end. Ah, damn, I spilled it myself.
Yeah.
Son of a,
that's
really?
That's right. You got to hold on. Wait. I need to sip my coffee down. Okay, we're good.
Right. Let it rip.
Yeah. Let's go with Pete. Pete in Milford.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
What's going on, Pete?
On?
How you doing, Pete?
All right. So this story had to be told to me by the friend that I was riding with. On our bikes, going down in Shelton, Route 110 River Road, and the car in front of us was taking a left. So, like everyone does, I went to scooch around on the right. There was a car in front of them taking a right.
Oops. Yeah.
So not good.
I T-boned the car at about 40, 45 miles an hour.
That's a lot.
That hurts.
landed down on my bike. The people that I hit, I guess, rolled forward.
You landed on your bike?
Yes. Yeah, the bike. I came back down on the bike. So, and I was out cold. I don't remember any of this. But evidently, the people, when I hit them, they rolled forward a little, and then they decided to put it in reverse.
Really?
No.
And they backed up, and they tore the scalp right off my head.
So now, what's the badass part of this?
I am still alive.
Okay,
that's badass. That's
the next day,
he was scalpless.
The next day in St. Vincent's, totally bandaged up, no idea what happened. 4 days later, released. Missed a lot of work, but
I'm
still here.
Right.
I thought maybe you got up and put your scalp back on.
Exactly. No. Like a hat.
What the hell are you doing cutting in front of me, guy?
The part goes this way, not side to side. You're not the equator. Yeah.
You put it out,
I sat up a couple times, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Glad you're still here, man.
Wow.
Yeah, that is badass.
Absolutely.
So no helmet.
Yeah, No. I don't think at 40 miles an hour slamming the side of a car.
Did that change your mind on wearing a helmet?
I own two of them. I just don't wear them.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow.
But they're there, case.
Yeah.
Well, they're there.
Yeah, they're there.
They don't do any good hanging up.
Yeah. Who do you make wear them?
So my son's college story.
All right. No, good. We're good. We got a story.
Awesome, man. So thank you.
You are definitely in the running.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, what happens is, you know, you get a, you know, if his son comes on the bike, well, you got to wear that.
Exactly right. Any pastors wear a helmet.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly. Mm.
Jazz and AJ, LuxyRide.com News.
Yeah, well, where will the next six presidential helicopters be made?
Where?
Right here.
Awesome.
You could throw a stone from here to there.
That's a pretty far stone.
Sikorsky and Stratford. Congratulations, folks. Nice work.
Yay.
$470 million contract for the presidential helicopters.
Damn.
Where else are we going to build them? Like, you don't go out. Let's have them made in China.
Exactly. No.
How about North Korea? They make a nice, cheap product.
Right, of course. Right.
That's not when you bid out and you get the cheapest deal, you know?
Safety here.
No, definitely not. You go with history on that one.
Exactly. Put in cup holders.
I'll bet that those are, you know, because they look like big, you know, luxurious helicopters.
Uh-huh.
But I'll bet you there's a button that switches that right into James Bond mode. Like, it'll take out vehicles on the ground.
Yeah, right.
Like,
right.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've got the pool table in the back, but I push this button, all those become grenades.
Damn it.
The button actually says James Bond on it.
Yeah, it actually becomes like a Chinook.
No, but think about what that helicopter has to do, right? So it's, you know, you're taking the president basically from one spot to an airport.
Right.
This is in situations where he can't fly, he can't drive. It's just too much.
Exactly. Right.
It'll take him 3 hours to get there.
Just
so boom, helicopter over here.
Right.
I think, and someone listening can call and enlighten us, but I don't think they leave the country, right?
I don't think so.
So those helicopters are get them from the White House lawn over to Camp David, get them to where Air Force One is, get over to this. I think they're
McDonald's.
It's like that's his car.
McDonald's.
Right.
Yeah. I want a Big Mac badly.
Yeah, get them over to McDonald's.
Get them out. Exactly.
But you guys can help me with that one. 1-877-764-2535. Do they go out of the country?
Right. And I would imagine this helicopter, if need be, probably has like the capability to go like really, really fast. It's got to be like a gut knob on it. Almost like a turbo on it.
Yeah, it's called a throttle.
Yeah.
So,
but I'm just saying.
Yeah, goes fast. It would need a toilet, right?
Yes.
Right. You don't want to be in the middle of a fight and the president has to poop.
Right. Well, that happened with Johnson. They left the bathroom door open. They hit a turn. He rolled right out of the bathroom.
Mm.
Yep. Years ago. They're better now. They have seatbelts on them.
There has to be a bulletproof escape pod with a parachute,
I would think, right?
Because if that thing all of a sudden has engine trouble or takes a hit from a rocket.
Right.
You got to be able to put the president in a pod, and then it goes, you know.
Actually, they give him a beanie with a little propeller on top. And they send him out.
Yeah, they just give him a couple of.
Here's some wings, sir.
Yeah, here's some wings.
Here's jetpack. Wing suit. Go! Ooh,
the wing suit.
Right.
He's just like a flying squirrel.
Yeah, there has to be a bulletproof escape pod with a parachute that floats and has a tracking chip.
Yes. Exactly. It's paramount.
Because they think of all that stuff, right?
Yeah. Worst case, they must.
Worst case scenario.
Right.
If this thing becomes under attack somewhere.
Right. Or it's just going down, period. You
right.
know, someone forgot to change the spark plugs.
Yeah,
one day,
someone forgot to put oil in it.
Exactly. Damn it, Bill!
Yeah. There's got to be like a coffee machine that always has water. You know, it's like, it's not always like, you know, someone left it where like they just made it and they didn't refill it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. It's definitely always full. And it's
that's
always
Phil's
warm.
Dream.
Right.
And
that's
it's
Phil's
always
dream.
Warm.
A carrot that's always ready to go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hooked up to the plumbing.
And there's frozen Snickers in the refrigerator.
Hi, right, Chaz and AJ. Hello.
Hey there.
Hey, you're on.
Hi.
Hey, so they do take the Marine One, the helicopters. They take them across seas. They pack them up in a big plane to C-130.
Wow.
So but it won't fly itself.
Right.
So it's in a plane.
They transport it.
No, but they do take them to other countries.
They fly low, slow, and they don't go really far, but they can be packed up.
Mm. All right, and they'll take them routinely out of the country?
No, I wouldn't need it, essentially, any bigger events or something. I'm not an expert on it, but definitely, you can definitely pack them up into I believe, a C-130. Same thing with the limo and everything.
Right. Yeah, I know that, because I see that in other countries.
Right. Mm.
They don't leave them there in a garage somewhere.
No.
I had a president, when he comes to town, he's going to use this.
The beast gets used.
All right.
Well, it's definitely not the easiest moving job, but somebody's got to do it.
Right.
Anyway,
exactly.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I got a text here. They go out of the country. They put three of them in big old military airplanes.
Damn.
Wow.
How big is that plane?
Three of them.
Fits in, yeah.
Yeah, right, because you can't get there and say, oh, I don't know, we got to think maybe take a minivan because the helicopter's not starting, or I just found a problem.
Right, yeah.
There's three of them.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Backup, and backup.
I bet there's more than three.
I wouldn't know, but, you know, instead of one, there's three.
Exactly, right. Not one,
they're building six.
Yeah.
But, man, what a deal that has to be to just travel. All right, the president wants to go to India.
Exactly.
Oh, great.
I imagine they have to have decoys as well.
Right.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Remember President Clinton, every time he was somewhere, one of his Secret Service guys had the same hair as him.
Yep.
Same white hair, same exact style.
Right.
Was the same height as him.
Right.
Now, Trump doesn't have that, but Clinton had that.
Right.
And that was great for, you know, someone shooting a mile away.
Exactly.
One of you.
Right.
You know, you got a 50-50 shot.
We
now.
Just hit both?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well.
And this person also had the lyric girls and stuff like that, too.
Had
like,
the what?
Had the lyric girls all the time, like Bill Wood. Look at that girl. She's pretty hot.
All right. Slow this down for me.
I'm not connecting the dots.
No, me neither.
Okay. What's wrong with you guys today? Leering at women. Like Bill Clinton.
Leering.
Yes.
You I thought you said lyric.
To talk at human speed.
I was like, who are the lyric girls? Is this a group?
That's what
I don't know.
What is this?
What song
girls.
Am I missing?
I'm
is
like,
there a
I want to know
title?
More about this lyric girl. Like, does she hold up lyrics for him to do karaoke? It's a karaoke night.
She's a little like a harbor seal. You're right.
Seriously.
It's funny.
Next to what?
It's hilarious.
All right. So, congratulations, Sikorsky.
Yeah.
Yes.
Six helicopters.
Yay.
All I was thinking is when you said they're a stone's throw from here, I'm like, oh, they know that stone's coming before you even throw it.
Oh, yeah. Where do they bring these, some of these super Blackhawks to test? They don't fly them around here.
No.
No.
Nope.
Like they have to put them in the truck and then bring them out to, all right? You know.
Maybe do it at night.
Like Siberia or something.
You know, look.
At night you can't tell.
I have a feeling that some of these UFO reports, it's stuff that they made.
Exactly, right.
Right.
They're testing them out.
Right.
Yep.
So these helicopters will be finished by the end of 2022. That's pretty fast when you think about six
2-year turnaround?
Super helicopters.
Yeah.
They must check those like 30 times.
How many?
30. At least.
30 times.
At least.
Sorry, you only checked that 29.
Ah, damn it.
One more.
Right. Got one more time.
Hey, where'd this bolt come from?
Yeah, I would think the quality control person's pretty important.
Yes,
right.
You would think
on
that.
On the line.
Yep. Inspected by number 17.
Yeah, I think if you're just starting at Sikorsky, you probably don't work on the presidential helicopter,
no,
right? That's something
that.
The folks who have been doing it for a while.
Not that guy was here for like 2 weeks.
You don't want the guy who, like, you know, when he puts the grill together, there's like 3 or 4 parts left.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah we don't need those.
Not that guy.
And you think these people that are putting that together have to go through background checks to make sure they haven't been really pissed off at the president lately? Let me see a Facebook post. No, you can't work on it.
Al from Shelton.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, a buddy of mine's father back in the 60s worked on the presidential helicopters, and Jackie Onassis had a piece of driftwood and said to him, I want you to make me something for the helicopter. Now, he knew they all had to be identical, but he didn't want to let her down, so he was like, what the heck am I going to make for the helicopter for, you know? So time goes by. She gets on the helicopter. He says to her, hey, I made you something. You want to see what it was? She's all excited. He brought her into the bathroom, and he said, I made a toilet paper roll holder for you.
There you go.
So, you know what I mean? He could think of to make that no one would ever really see.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Toothpicks, one of the two.
That's funny.
Hey, it worked.
Yeah.
Interesting. It did.
She was happy. She laughed.
There you go, see?
So that's my story.
All right, thank you, my brother.
And she used it.
Take it easy.
I just got a text. They used three helicopters, so bad guys don't know which one the president is actually in.
Right.
That's the decoy.
Yeah. Again, wouldn't you hit all three then?
Well, you wouldn't have time to hit all three.
I'm just saying.
You hit one, and then your position's just like...
compromised.
You have to be simultaneous, obviously. You have to be simultaneous.
All right. All right, so AJ's plotting against
the
president's helicopter.
I'm the quality control person. I'm the guy who's thinking strategy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't want to have all three of those birds up at the same time in close proximity, because one guy with a bazooka, boom, 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 done.
Bazooka doesn't fire like that.
Okay. Something more. Okay. Guy with a howitzer that he pulled out of his pocket.
No, you need a rocket launcher.
Okay, rocket launcher.
I'll bet you that you can hit that thing with a rocket launcher and it wouldn't go down.
Right.
There's got to be, again, there's got to be defense mechanisms. There's got to be some kind of a, you know, like shower that they throw out that it hits that instead of the chopper or whatever.
Right. Get to the chopper.
Yeah.
I think there's probably one or two spots you'd have to hit that with. You know, it's like the Star Wars, like you got to go down this pipe.
Yeah.
You know, like you have to hit that right at the propeller or something.
Yeah. Actually, what they have is a little trampoline that comes out and it goes and shoots right back again. They call it the Wile E. Coyote.
No, it's a giant
mechanism.
Metal hand that comes out, grabs it, and throws it back.
Yeah. Right.
It then wags its finger at you.
No.
Well, congratulations to Sikorsky.
Absolutely.
It's one of the greatest things about Connecticut. We make some bad-ass stuff here.
We do.
Dr. Patty Ann Tublin in studio, renowned expert on things regarding the brain.
The head yet.
Good morning. Brain.
Good morning. We're linked up to all things Dr. Patty Ann at WPLR.com. We're doing word association. I'm in the barrel today.
Yep, your turn.
So the doc will say a word. I will blurt out the first thing that comes to mind, and then we'll go from there.
Get an idea of your inner psyche.
Phil. Go ahead.
The first word, Chaz, marriage.
Great.
Gotta be quick.
Too much time.
He's got to be knee-jerk reaction.
Why did you filter that?
Thanks, Phil. Hey, I didn't write these words. Okay, I'm just reading them.
Let me try one. Murder. Phil, done.
Let's go back to AJ.
No. I'm helping Chaz out here.
Yeah. Okay. Another word?
Yeah, I am wondering why there was such a filter there. It was such a delay, like 5 seconds.
It's, you know, this is, and I feel this for Phil now, and I felt it, and I feel it for Ashley's Eric. There's this pressure that comes to guys. Like
yeah,
when
but you're engaged.
Okay. Hold on. I'm gonna explain this. I won't take a lot of time.
Explain.
But after a while... Jennifer and I are living together. I start getting questioned, well, when are you getting married? When are you getting married? And then we get engaged. And Jennifer and I are both completely happy with being engaged and living together. And then there comes this dialogue, when are you getting married? When are you getting married? And I feel the same thing with Phil. It's just coming up all the time. And I feel the same thing with Eric. It's just coming up all the time. And I know people are being polite and I know they're just curious in my life and I should be happy.
Because they're happy for you. Yeah.
And I think Jennifer kind of feels the same way, too.
Yeah.
It's going to happen when we want it to happen. And we're just, at this point, tired of hearing it. So that was my reaction. It was like marriage. Okay, great. This is where it's going.
Just say shut up.
Okay, so here's what's interesting. And this is why these word association games are fun.
Association.
If you said the word marriage to somebody else that wasn't engaged or wasn't living with somebody, they probably would have had a whole different response.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But your response,
You hesitated because all that other stuff is attached
about
to it.
About 4 or 5 years of when you're getting engaged,
right.
When you're getting married.
Yet, yep. It really is a great thought for you. So
this is bad, right?
It's interesting. So,
right. That's what
so
that
there you
was.
Go. It so, tells us where you are.
Good right. word to start with.
Good word, yes.
Okay, right. Next word.
Perfect follow-up here. Comedy.
Not this show.
One word.
Thank you, AJ. One word.
One word. Not a phrase.
All right. Fun.
Fun.
Oh, I sound
fun.
So convinced.
Comedy,
next
fun.
Word.
It was
next word. America.
The best.
One word.
That was the most honest, unfiltered response so far.
Okay.
Next word, Dr. Patty Ann?
Yes, please.
Just let me know when we're moving
yes.
on.
Next.
Alcohol.
Weekend.
I would say please.
Next.
You went last week.
I should have said more.
Please. Needed.
Next word.
Sleep.
Good.
Deprived.
Good. Good. Tell me more.
Sleep is good. I don't get as much as I should, and that's not this job's fault. It's my fault. I could go to bed earlier.
But you don't.
But when I do get sleep, everything is better.
Exactly. Right.
Okay.
Right. So, life is better when you get
interesting.
Sleep.
Interesting. Right. Okay. Next word.
It's a commercial.
Next word. Artist.
Springsteen.
Interesting.
I was like Picasso.
I had. I actually thought you were going to mention Chaz Jr.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I should have.
Interesting.
Right.
No,
right,
it was the first thing.
Right. I was going, thanks, Dad.
I was thinking artist, drawing, like creative artist,
right.
Thinking artist.
Music.
Musical. Yeah. Interesting.
I'm
okay,
like
next
a skate
word.
Artist, actually.
Governor.
There you go. See?
Unfair answer.
There you go.
Chaz.
Sorry. Right.